Manuscript Releases, Volume 3, Mr. Number 180. Material requested for use in a dissertation on SDA evangelism, 1901-1940. Voices are to be heard in every city proclaiming the last message of mercy to the world. There is a great work to be done in the cities and villages that is not being done. For the conduct of affairs at the various centers of our work, we must endeavor, as far as possible, to find consecrated men who have been trained in business lines. We must guard against tying up at these centers of influence men who could do a more important work on the public platform, in presenting before unbelievers the truth of God's word. When I think of the many cities still unwarned, I cannot rest. It is distressing to think that they have been neglected so long. A little has been done in Washington, and in other cities of the South and East, but in order to meet the mind of the Lord we shall have to plan for the carrying forward of a far-reaching and systematic work. We must enter into this work with a perseverance that will not allow of any slacking of our efforts until we shall see of the salvation of our God. This will give us confidence to continue the work in still other places. All these cities of the East where the first and the second angel's messages were proclaimed with power, and where the third angel's message was preached in the early days of our history as a separate, peculiar people, must now be worked anew. There is Portland, Maine. There is Boston, and all the many towns round about. There is New York City, and the populous cities close by. There is Philadelphia and Baltimore and Washington. I need not enumerate all these places. You know where they are. The Lord desires us to proclaim the third angel's message with power in these cities. Oh, that we might see the needs of these great cities as God sees them. We must plan to place in these cities capable men who can present the third angel's message in a manner so forceful that it will strike home to the heart. Men who can do this, we cannot afford to gather into one place, to do a work that others might do. There is a large work to be done here in the city of Washington, that still remains undone. There is a large work to be done in the South, and in the East, and our General Conference is to do its share in supplying the men that shall go out into these fields. And as men and women are brought into the truth in the cities, the means will begin to come in. As surely as honest souls will be converted, their means will be consecrated to the Lord's service, and we shall see an increase of our resources. Question by G. A. Irwin, Vice President for North America. In all that you have said concerning the work of Elder Prescott, do you mean that he is to continue as editor of the paper, and also to go out and preach in the cities occasionally? E. G. White, no. He must give himself up to the work of the ministry. His strength should not be divided. He is to give himself to the evangelistic work, for the very talent that he would otherwise use in helping to carry on the work at this Washington Center is needed where there is no talent at the present time. In places where he may go, the work will have to build up solidly in various lines. There will be calls for special literature to go out among the people. In studying this problem, let us remember that the Lord sees not as man sees. He looks upon the terrible neglect of the cities. I do not want to repeat what I have said about this neglect. It is not at all in the order of God that these cities should be left unwarned, unworked. It is the result of man's devising. There is a world to be saved. God has a work for Brother Prescott to do in bringing the light of present truth to those who have not seen it. It is not wisdom for him to remain continuously in Washington. He has special ability for ministering the work of God to the people. He is not where the Lord would have him be. He would be the recipient of much greater spiritual strength if he were much of the time out in the field seeking to lead souls to the light of truth. Brother Prescott, your ministerial ability is needed in the work that God requires shall be done in the cities. These cities are not to be left unenlightened and unwarned. Open your eyes to see the work that is to be done in sowing the seeds of truth in new places. On the morning of the day we left Washington, June 11th, I attended a meeting held in the seminary building, and spoke to the brethren assembled some very plain words concerning the destitute fields, and the great work that must be done in many places. I urged them not to hold the ministers at Tacoma Park, because there is a work to be done all through our cities that have not heard the truth of the third angel's message. Some did not take willingly to the idea of losing Elder Prescott, but I spoke plainly to them. I am very glad to hear that you have been led to understand for yourself the condition of the unworked cities. If this work had been undertaken years ago, large numbers would have been brought to a knowledge of the truth. I am intensely in earnest, and oh, I beg of you to encourage our people to redeem the time. I have received your letters regarding the council held in New York, and the efforts that are being made in behalf of the multitudes in the large cities. The position you have taken is in the order of the Lord, and now I would encourage you with the words, go forward as you have begun, using your position of influence as president of the General Conference for the advancement of the work we are called upon to do. I can now take hold with you in full confidence for the doing of the work that rests upon us. The Lord in His mercy will pardon the failure of the past. He will be your helper. He will give you sustaining grace, and we will draw with you and give you all the help we can to use your position of influence as president of the conference, and to work wisely in the education of others to labor in the cities. I am so thankful that you have written us how you have given yourself to this work. Angels of God will be with you, and you can use all the influence that your office as president of the conference has given you to encourage others to take up the same work. In conclusion, I will say, redeem the lost time of the past 9 years by going ahead now with the work in our cities, and the Lord will bless and sustain you.